Welcome back, y'all, to another episode of Hip Hop Babies.
Yes, Sirski.
Your boy Dead Lee. I got my boy Ray with me, and we're about to review this new Kanye West and Ty Dolla $ign Vultures 1. You're not reviewing the original version. Yeah, this is the third, maybe the fourth version now. I don't know where we're on in the streaming era. Typical Kanye fashion. He has to update his album 4 different times, just like he did with Life of Pablo, like he did with Donda. We got two
Donda, Jesus is
Dondas.
King. Every album since Life of Pablo has been this weird release schedule. Dang near
It's
since
weird.
Yeezus. Because even with Yeezus, I mean, I don't think he delayed it, but he was doing like a weird promotion where he was shooting videos on walls and stuff. He's been finding weird ways to promote his albums for years now.
It's always a scout for him. I mean, I didn't really check in this last time. Man, we got a moment for sure. That's the only way I can describe this album. It is ridiculous through and through. I saw a video of him. He said he's happy now, and that's why we're getting music. This is a happy version of him, bro. I mean, it's wild.
Yeah, it was a hell of a listen. This was the least hyped I was for a Kanye album in a minute. Ever since Donda, he did all the live performances. And then even with Donda 2, even though he technically didn't finish that album, I was like, what are we gonna get with this?
I had no expectations either. What's gonna happen? He took a whole different route at one point where he was secular music just doesn't do it for me anymore. I just want to make gospel music. Can never tell which way he's gonna go. At this point, there was just so much controversy around his name and all the words, hateful things that he was saying during his entire campaign leading up to this. It was pretty unsettling. I didn't really know what the topic matter was gonna be. It's kind of just what you would think it is, talking about Kim, his new relationship, and all that stuff. Let's get into it, man. The first song is so somber. He's trying to really set up this scene, rip up the contract, breaking through chains, and he's really coming out as what he is right now. I feel like he hasn't been able to open up in a while. It's like just a whole new chapter.
It was a weird intro, especially when you go deeper into the album. This stood out because it had the choir. It gave me Donda vibes. Thought maybe we were gonna get another grand listen with Ty Dolla $ign helping. It might have fooled me a little bit, and I thought maybe we weren't gonna fully go into what he goes into on this album because the album gets really dark. It gets really intense, talking about a whole bunch of crazy stuff. Even on this song, if you thought he was gonna be asking for forgiveness, he says, "I keep a few Jews on the staff now." He's almost like doubling down.
The
I'm gonna say what
entirely.
I want to say. If you thought Kanye was gonna be apologetic on this album, it is not that at all.
Not even a little bit, bro. To the end of the album, King, he comes in and he says, "Anti-Semite, but I'm still the king." On other parts where he has like Mike Tyson coming in and talking about him, where he's so disillusioned that he thinks that he's a god. There's a lot of moments on here where he just doesn't connect to anybody. I'm not really understanding for some of it. So.
King, to me, I think basically what he's saying is throughout all the headlines, all the drama, people are still waiting for me to drop. People are still looking up to me in a sense. He's dropping this as an independent artist. Even though it's Kanye West, we know he's going to do sales, but that definitely had some effect on the numbers and the promotion of this album. And he's saying, I'm still that guy. So I don't think on that song he was saying I'm actually anti-Semitic, but it does look bad. The statements, other lines on this album, when we get into it, he kept doubling down.
That's what it is. When you say shit that hurts people and you don't apologize for it, acting arrogant and ignorant to other people's valid feelings, then you just come off as a dickhead. Is he actually anti-Semitic? I don't necessarily think so. And I think that people of his status and people who look like him can be interpreted to be a whole slew of different things. There's real shit that's happening in the world that he may be helping push along with the shit that he says and that he promotes. So he needs to be more socially aware and spatially aware of where he is with the shit that he says. So, but I'm sure that somebody is telling him this. Like I said before, he's kind of disillusioned. I don't know if any of it's getting to him.
Yeah, and that's a big convo when it comes to this album. Fantano saying this is unreviewable, and we've seen a lot of people have negative reactions to this because it's in the music. I'm not gonna lie. I like certain songs on here. As a Ye fan, I am disappointed in this album. Even though I went in not hyped, I didn't watch it live because I know with him, he's gonna waste people's time sometimes. Every artist does that, but he's exceptional at doing that. So even with the live stream, some of the songs being cut, heard him play the Everybody one and everything. We're seeing Carnival on TikTok right now. So he's still finding ways to connect. There's that disconnect where it's not as good as it used to be sometimes. Before, when he used to do certain things, that was a big part of the deal, unfortunately, right? I don't know how to feel about this. I know he's saying he got Volume 2 coming out next month. Yeah, we'll see about that. And then a whole nother volume later. But I didn't dislike the album. It was just solid.
I thought that there was moments in it where, you know, he brought certain people on that it could have been more hyped. And I think an easy one to talk about, like you just said, is Carnival, where it's supposed to be this big, like, hype race track, but the lack of creativity in the lyric, the changing of, like, what they're saying in between the verses makes it all kind of sound the same. So I don't know if anybody differentiated themselves enough on that song to actually make it worth my time to listen to it. She ride the dick like it's a carnival. I mean, like, come on, bro. What are we talking about?
I like the energy on this track, but the hook, Rich the Kid's verse, wasn't impressive. I did like Cardi on it. Cardi came in with energy on that track. I don't know about that one. I'm starting to see his verse pop up, you know, even though people were going out their way to say all this stuff, people are still singing along to the song. You know how he's previewing the video, where it's just a people dancing aggressively. Like, I'm seeing people recreate that. I'm actually surprised at how much that song is getting. It's a pretty aggressive ass song. Like you're saying, the hook is pretty dirty. But Ty Dolla $ign and Cardi did really good on that track.
Ty does really good on most of the album. That's really the part that's kind of disappointing, is that he kind of gets wrapped all the way into this. He does have some egregious lines here and there. Like, if we go on Vultures, the song that has probably the most egregious lines on it. Not only does he say, she want me to put some coke all in her butt, so he goes, she... And then he goes, she rushed and I beat that pussy up for Ukraine.
For Ukraine. You gotta think that's a single for the album, and you're having lines like that. How I'm anti-Semitic, I just fucked a Jewish
bro,
bitch.
He know he's trolling. I feel like he's just rage baiting us to the point where if we even talk about it and address it seriously, it's like we doing a disservice, because that was just bad, bro.
I like Lil Durk on that motherfucker though.
Dirk's still,
I like Lil Durk. I see people hating on Bump J's verse, but Bump J is an old school like Chicago rapper. And that's why he was on there. I don't like the Bun J hate on that verse. On the album, it was a solid song. I know you're saying you didn't like it, but I like the beat on it. The dark, menacing vibe of the track.
No, the beat is good. Like, I like the beat on most of these songs. At times, it can sound like watered down versions of stuff that he's already done better. I don't know really how to describe it. Like, Hood Rat is another one of those.
Hood Rat was a skip damn near for me. I don't really go back to that track.
Talking about egregious Ty Dolla $ign is Eyes on Dim Sum, Let the Lights Dim Sum, bro. Like, what are we doing, bro?
You know me, I like my noisy music, but that Hood Rat loop was a little too much for the whole track. I feel like he should have toned it back. Some of the producers on this are crazy. The writers on here, you got Quentin Miller back. You got a bunch of people helping him on the tracks. And I think I'm surprised sometimes with how many writers are involved in this album, and some of the lines weren't hitting like they should be. Back to Me, I really love that track. I like the beat on it. I love Ty Dolla $ign's hook on that shit. Wow, like, it's good. And then Ye comes in, and I liked it at first. It was funny. But then he keeps saying the butt naked big titty woman don't fall out the sky, you know what I'm saying? And he could have mixed it up more. Especially when you go next, and then it's Freddie Gibbs, and Freddie Gibbs drops the best verse on this album easily.
Killed it, bro.
Freddie Gibbs killed it.
Bitch, I'm from the crack era.
Crazy.
The sample that he uses. I mean, we just talked about Boldy James and Nicholas Craven. That's somebody who uses samples beautifully, right? And this one was just kind of annoying. It was repetitive. I thought it was funny the first time. I think that's what he's going for, you know? I think he just wants to, like, get people to hear something that he says, and it just be so outrageous. They're rage baiting.
Yeah, sometimes it's like he's trying to make you uncomfortable. You know, he hung out with JPEG one time, and now he wants to make people uncomfortable in his music. The closest I got to feeling this way before with Ye album was Yeezus, right? But Yeezus different. It was a different time. And I remember he had a line on there where he says, eating Asian pussy, all I needed sweet and sour sauce. And it's like, bro, yay. Even at that time, you gotta think Ye was younger. That was an aggressive ass album. And it was kind of eyebrow raiser then. Now it's like, you know, what's going on? This album was really a weird listen. I still don't know how to feel.
I don't know how to feel either. I do like some of the songs. So it's like, it's hard to differentiate though. Like, okay, what songs have hate speech in them? What songs are him just talking stupid shit? It becomes a chore. Is it worth continually listening to the album to try to have to do all these, you know, mental fucking gymnastics to just enjoy it?
Well, I don't know. You tripping about the hate speech part, bro. I think there was some concerning comments.
It's like taunting.
You're jumping.
Which was borderline.
Saying hate speech. And we'll see with Vultures too. I don't really see hate speech, but I see insensitive comments. And depending on how it goes, it could get worse. Maybe you will be right. Maybe you are predicting the future. You know, maybe he'll do another interview and it'll be like, damn, solidifying that take. But at this point, you know, if he's going to continue this Vultures theme and work with Ty Dolla $ign, and there's moments like Do It. There's moments like Burn. I even like Fuck Some. High energy, not trying to do too much with the lyrics or doing too little with the lyrics. You can make some cool, fun tracks because Ty Dolla $ign, that's what he does, bro. He comes on the track, takes it over has a cool, smooth vibe to it. And Ty Dolla $ign did a great job, but you're putting him over like aggressive, dark production. And sometimes it works. Sometimes it's kind of like, oh, this is jarring.
I liked it on Talking. Like Talking, I thought was cool. And, you know, that was Northwest cool on there. She did great. Go ahead, go in. Into the industry, young lady. You got it. Yeah, I thought the Ty verse after was pretty cool. Impassioned verse about seeing his daughter reflecting actions that he did when he was younger. That's a really potent verse to put onto a Kanye album.
The video was tight. Showed Kanye and his daughter, Ty Dolla $ign's daughter, in the video as well. That was cool, you know, and they can do that, obviously. You know, I think these are both talented artists. Them doing this album, it sort of worked. It's selling well, even despite all the negativity. Trending tracks, you know, they could obviously make a hit, but there's really no hits on here with the lyrics. With the beats, I find it interesting that Ye finds a way to chart and make hits, even though this album is really left.
The Kim songs, bro, are just so
Keys banging. To My Life.
Plus, these texts getting way too emotional, bro. You making the words now. Like, bro, what are we doing? Look at what I stumbled on. Another nigga chilling on your couch with pajamas on. Chris Paul, you dirty sly dog, bro. Look that what you wild. Did to my mans, bro.
That song gave me Easy vibes. You remember that one with the game? But I liked Easy way more. It just gave me Kanye rambling vibes, but it was one of the more put together songs, which is interesting, right? Because Paid is right after that, I think, right? And I didn't really like Paid. It was catchy as hell, though. It's a dance track.
Of course it is.
Yeah, Kanye knows how to do these dance tracks sometimes, and he got Ty Dolla $ign saying, I'm just here to get paid. But then he's doing a crazy yelling flow on the track. I'm like, bro, every time you get comfortable, bro, he does something to throw you off. The album cover is unsettling. You know, at first he had the Jason mask on. Now it's just him in all black with his wife basically butt naked on the album cover.
It was a white mask and then it changed to black, bro. Did you see it? He updated it, bro.
Probably knowing the background behind some of these tracks and sample issues, it might have been because of that.
I thought the Paid verse was like one of his best ones, though. You know, I thought.
I mean, yeah. I'm saying the flow.
Verse, the way that he was doing it, you know, he had a little police, you know, Roxanne, you don't have to turn on the red light. Hey, bro.
Yeah. Okay.
It was good. I thought it was good. That was probably one of his better tracks on there.
Really? See, that's what this album has stuff for everybody too. That was a dancey track though. Maybe that's what you want to hear Ty on, right?
He was being so honest, bro. He was like, I don't stand with none of this shit, bro. I'm just here to get paid, bro. I was like, this is the most honest he's been on the entire album. No, I just thought it was a good track. And then I thought the way that it led into Talking was like really good. And then obviously we got Back to Me, which was a highlight moment. Like first listen, it was a good highlight. I just thought it got annoying. That just takes away from it, because you know we like to indulge in music like over and over and over again, come back to it. But I feel like I can't come back to some of these songs. They can just be so plain and I can just get so bored of them. As a TikTok sound, it kind of works because you can listen to a TikTok sound so many times watching different videos. But as a song where it's just playing the same over and over again, it gets staler quicker.
Some of the replayability on this album is lost with the verses. Ye's verses leave a lot to be desired. As the years go on, I expect less from a Ye verse now. But when you have moments like Burn, you can obviously still do it, bruh. I don't know why Ye decides to throw these verses together sometimes. You know, it's almost like he could have put more in them.
Unfortunate to see the decline. If you like producer Ye, I mean, you're going to like the album.
Yeah, the beats are nice.
Do It's the best Ty Dolla $ign, and the beat on there is crazy. It like opens up. It's like 10 out of 10 strip club song.
Nipsey.
Yes, YG's on the end.
So this was the West Coast. This was the Ty Dolla $ign song on the album. I did like Do It. That's what I'm saying. Like, they can do more fun tracks, but I know what Ye's mind state right now. He says he's happy on Instagram and stuff, but these aren't really happy tracks. I think everybody would have been one of those too with the Backstreet Boys samples, just like fun, catchy, not taking his tales too seriously. I feel like with some of these songs, it's serious, right? But the lyrics are lacking. It's not put together the best. Like Beg Forgiveness, I like that track. I think Chris Brown really stood out. He has a way of putting Chris Brown on these tracks where he's talking about making a mistake and learning from it. You remember Waves? I love that song too.
Yes.
And then this song's kind of like that, right? It just gets kind of repetitive. Ye comes on, he does a solid verse. And then at the end, I think it's Ty Dolla $ign like screaming, I will wait. Like, it's like really intense moments on this album. And then you have lines where he's just saying, you know, big booty women don't fall out the sky, you know. And there's always been moments like that on a Ye album, but I think after Donda, where he wasn't cussing, he wasn't saying crazy shit like that, and if he was, it was control. There's no control here. That's why I said Stars might trick me, because Stars had that Donda vibe. It had the choir. I mean, he was cussing and saying certain shit, but it was like, okay, like we might have like some control on here. Nope, we went completely off the rails.
That's kind of the theme of the album right there.
Good Don't Die being taken off the album. Crazy.
Yeah, that's terrible, bro.
That was a cool song.
That's the repercussions, though, because he basically used the part from that song.
He interpolated
it. I feel good.
I
feel good.
Wasn't it Donna Summer? I think that was one of the moments where the sadder, deeper lyrics, deeper vibe songs work. And they had to take it off because he couldn't get something clear.
People don't want him to be associated with them. He's got a label on him now.
Now, Carnival was a big example of that. You know, Ozzy Osbourne calling him out saying, why are you sampling my breakdown for a part of your track? And then he just said, fuck you. Sampled his own track that kind of uses the same thing. And it works, right? Ozzy Osbourne was trying to make a stance like, I don't want to be associated with anything involving this person because of certain things. I think sometimes that's going to bite him. But I also think that so many people wouldn't have cleared samples anyway. I think Ye is always going to have a problem with that, but it's just going to make it worse.
Putting a target on his back, bro.
You let him sample a track and he says some crazy stuff on it, it might come back and bite you because you cleared it, you know, or your team cleared it, whatever happened. I get it, but sometimes this is going to be maybe a hot take, but we got like Lil Durk on here and he did his track with Morgan Wallen, right? And he said the N-word with the ER. He basically called someone an N-word. Blatantly, it's recorded, it's everywhere, and he's still the top-selling country artist in the game, and he's doing tracks with hip-hop rappers. So I'm never going to tell people to not associate with someone they forgave them or they feel like they've learned from that. Now, sometimes I think we're quick to jump and say, this person did this, but you've already forgiven another artist for actually saying a hateful word that's oppressed people for years. So I think with Ye, where I agree with you, he's bordering on it. If he keeps pushing this line, especially with his next album, I hope nothing comes out where it's like he's outwardly saying something crazy, but I've seen other artists, they still sell. It's a weird album in his catalog right now because it's like, I don't know where we're going to go from here. Are people going to move on? Are people going to call him out?
That's valid though, bro. You know, like they're not held to the same type of standard. If we look at it, bro, like white people haven't been held to any standard for the entirety of human history. Somehow we've fallen into this where our people also have to be held to this super high standard of not being able to make mistakes. And if they do, that they're automatically, you know, pushed out of the culture in some form or fashion because they have a label on them we can't associate with. So I totally agree, bro. And that's why that's the danger of just disregarding everything that he says. We're just doing it to people. There's like no rhyme or reason. There's this mindset that's being adopted by so many people where one negative thing about somebody on the internet, they automatically disregard anything that has to do with that person for the rest of the time that they consume anything about them. So I don't think people have a good grasp on how to even hold somebody accountable like this. He's basically like a gig corporation. Like he's got so many people working with him, a bunch of people like around him pushing up his money. He's basically like a company at this point. You can't actually hold that person accountable.
It gets intense when you talk about it because a lot of people feel the type of way. And he did post an apology. I don't know how real it was, how sincere it was, but when you say certain lines, it does trigger people again. The whole Vultures theme too, I think that's a really dark ass theme. You know, when you think about vultures, what do? They take the remains of what's dead. They eat the dead bodies on the ground. You know, they work with what they have.
Yeah, I feel like that was a little bit of commentary on his past marriage a little bit. So I think that he's going through a pretty dark time right now in general.
I think it could be the fact that, you know, you think about it, he's doing it independently. He's working with the scraps, whatever they give him. He's trying to make an album that he wants to make even without people trying to publish it. Even with him putting this album out, apparently it was going to be taken down because the distributor was like, we don't really want to put it out, but they put it out for some reasons. It's been a whole bunch of complications. This album drop was a mess. And even the rapper saying, I hang with the vultures and stuff, I feel like it's deeper than that. I know he talks about his marriage and stuff, but we see people eat off of others. And if you think about it, we're not dead. But sometimes, you know, people say like, as a community, we're dying, we're struggling, and people eat off us. Hopefully he's not targeting and saying like a certain group of people is doing that, but I do agree with that concept. You know, people make money off of us. They take what they can off of us and don't give back. They take our ideas. If he goes into that more with volumes, I could see it working, but at the same time, I don't know if Ye got that in him. I don't know if he got it in him, though. I think he can, but
yeah,
that's a cool ass concept. Maybe it is like you said, it's a marriage thing and it's all about, you know, something simple.
I mean, like what you're kind of connecting though, it would be crazy, it would be hella raw, but not with the lyricism that we're getting from this album, bro. For Paid, when I was talking about his version, how creative it was, I felt like it was a better version of that poopity scoop shit that he did earlier. He was just flowing, it wasn't serious.
Hey, if anything, I'm happy we got two new Cardi verses.
It was barely any Cardi, bro.
Bro, what you mean? Oh, fuck, that song was Carnival. That's two verses. That's enough. That's what's crazy. He gets people like that to still show love and show out. Hopefully, maybe with the next project, he might get more people to work with him. He might get some of the tracks that he had to scrap back. You know, I heard he had one with Lil Wayne, Charlie Wilson, when he was previewing some of the songs. So, like, where did those go? Are those on the next volume? He needs to lock in, because even though this album's doing well, as a fan, I am lightly to mildly disappointed in it. I'm taking tracks, though. I'm putting them in my playlist, and maybe it'll grow on me with time, but I don't think it's going to be played as an album anymore.
He entered his more life era.
As far as like just an album where it just felt like a playlist or songs you could put together, it did feel like that. But there's a level of darkness to this whole album, because he's making you unsettled with the bars, or maybe the beat gets noisy or something. It's like, yay, what is this? He's independent now. He does what he wants. Maybe this is the first step of that.
If you listen for a while, eventually there'll be a part that you like.
I've seen some people have legit reasons. They're like, I don't like any of it.
Not liking any of it?
Maybe you were hyped for the album.
Ty Dolla $ign alone.
Yo, some people don't like Ty Dolla $ign.
Bro, this is some of his best work. As a solo artist,
this is Ye collabing as a whole with Ty Dolla $ign. It's not just a feature. Like, as a solo artist, some people are not really familiar with Ty like that. So this is definitely a big cosign for Ty. He's going to have a whole new audience now. I think it's going to help his fan base a lot, especially if they keep doing it and they get better.
This is probably some of the best that we've seen of Ty Dolla $ign in general. He's improved upon the flows and the different things that he does.
So maybe he'll take from this and learn from this, because I feel like there's been a bunch of hype around when he features. When his albums come out, people be quiet. So maybe now people will be like, let me actually check it out. Even on the albums that I don't like as a whole, he'll always have a track, maybe a few tracks that bang. You could just play those and just let them slap and vibe. You feel me? Next time, bro, give me more burns, bro. Give me more Back to Me's with a full-fledged out verse. Like, that's what I need. Sampling Far Side, throwing that verse together, hook, whatever you want to call it, by Ye. I need more.
I need more Chris Brown.
Beg Forgiveness is cool. So if you want to get more Chris Brown to plea for forgiveness or plea about how waves don't die and shit, yeah, do that. Yeah, he know how to bring old Chris Brown back.
It's unbelievable, bro.
He ain't rapping on his albums. Hopefully the next one's put together better. And I understand maybe why some people don't even want to talk about it, because you're putting it in the music still, and that just rubs people the wrong way. Some people say with My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, him putting his life into the music made it good, and some people didn't like it because of that. This is another one of those where it's a pretty personal album.
It gives off that he doesn't really even know how to process what's happening in his life at this point.
That's how he is. You know, he just does stuff and then he fixes it later, or he just moves on.
All right. Thank y'all so much for tuning into this episode. Make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe. Help us out. Somebody had to talk about this album. We'll always do it. Don't worry. Even if you don't want people to check it out, if you don't feel like it has any value, people are talking about it, you got to interject, state what you think is right.
You think as a Ye fan, I'm not lend an ear, you know, check out what the album has to say and also try to give my opinion. We could have skipped it. It's worth having a conversation about, right? Especially if he continues to drop.
People talking about it, the type of conversations I was seeing online, nothing really productive. I thought we had to come out, try to have some type of discourse about the music, because a lot of it doesn't even get to that point. That being said, thank y'all so much. Follow us on Instagram, follow us on Twitter.
If you want to support us in any way, you can hit us up on the Patreon. That will be linked in the link tree. To everybody watching, you know, we appreciate you watching. Ye fans, if you're watching this, please don't get mad at us. I'm a Ye fan myself. I like to hold people accountable sometimes, and I also like to be open about my opinion when something's not fully sitting well with me, because as a fan, I expect Ye to make some of the best music out. When he drops, it should be one of the better albums of the year. And it's been falling, but it's still usually enough there. And this was the first album in a while where I'm like, I don't know. Don't get mad at us. Deadly, you're a Ye fan too, right? It's not like we're hating. We want to have a conversation. You feel me?
We got that graduation poster right there, bro.
If you have anything to say, of course, let us know in the comments. If you want to just chop it up about the album, don't be afraid. We'll hit you back up. But please don't be crazy. Some of the dialogue online has been ill. I do not want none of that.
I don't want that smoke, bro.
With that being said, peace.